All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We caught up with Nathan Parchert on Saturday afternoon at Roscoe Eat Stadium at Sterling. And Nathan, I checked my phone at kickoff. Temperature 91, heat index reading 95. And I don't know what, you add probably 20 degrees maybe to the turf. First up, just how did you deal with the heat Saturday afternoon? I know some tough elements.
You know, it's gonna be a struggle, but we kept telling ourselves it's gonna be a struggle for them too. We're not the only ones playing in the 100 degree heat here, and just kind of went off of that.
Well, with my ag background in broadcasting and your ag background in showing hogs, I have to ask you, is it hotter playing a football game on a Saturday afternoon in September in Sterling, or is it hotter in the Mercer County Fair Swine Barn? And elaborate on the answer.
I'm going to give it to the Mercer County Fair Barn, and not only that, the Rock Island County Fair Barn. Every year we have that fair, it seems like it's about 120 degrees.
Well, proud of your effort today. You took on the number one ranked team in state. I had you, I think, unofficially 28 carries, 230 some odd yards. What'd you think today? And I know you're a kid that'll say, well, you got to give credit to the guys up front because they had to play in the elements today as well. So what were some of the things that were working for you, you thought?
I mean, there's a couple of hiccups we had. I mean, it's just like any game. And luckily, we were able to recover against them on a first-ranked team. So, like I said, I'm going to give it to the line. They open up holes, and right up the middle, I mean, it was open.
I understand you had to get a little treatment at halftime, right? That's how hot it was. Had to get an IV and off-field site and come back and play. So what about – look to me like you were still playing with a high motor in the second half.
I just had to get a little fluids back in me. I don't know, for some reason I don't handle the heat too well, I guess. So after I got a little fuel in me, I was all right.
Yeah, and I guess today they say, you know, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Today was another example of high school sports at its finest, although you fall a little bit short. What about just competing in a game like this today? You were on the other end just a week ago against Fulton, on the opposite end today, but that's kind of the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. That's why playing football is pretty special, isn't it?
All props to Sterling Newman, first ranked team, but I think that shows a little bit too that it's just a number. I mean, it doesn't mean anything until playoffs are here. So we'll be ready to fuel off of this the rest of the season. It'll be interesting.
Well, why don't you just kind of talk about the emotions of the second half? You have that lead at halftime, and then you try to, you know, hang on, you get a score, take the lead after they tie the game up 15-15. So a little bit about the emotions and just the battle in the second half.
We're going to come out with a big motor again, and we knew Bianchi, as fast as he was, we knew he might get us this week, and we recovered from it. We recovered.
All right, so let's go back to your ag background for my ag broadcasting friends, because they always like to hear about this stuff. Yeah. So tell us about your farming background, what type of farming operation you're involved in, and how big that is in your life, as well as football in the fall.
I split a little time between both of them. We got a couple litters of show pigs at my house right now. Thanks, Doc. We got a couple litters of show pigs at my house, and raise them, show them. My grandpa farms about 1,200 acres, and it's a big part of my background. It's a big part of me.
All right. I know people love hearing that. Nice going today. Awesome effort. I know the Rockets fall a little bit short, but still a lot to play for the rest of the season. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Nathan Parchert with us on WRMJ.